Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps your bank information private when shopping online. Take control of your subscriptions and other recurring payments, plus pause and close privacy cards at any time. And get $5 right now to try the service at collision.live/privacy.
Our next guest is here. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Go ahead and introduce yourself for me.
Sure. My name is Aisha Abdulatif, and I am the founder and managing partner of A World Agency.
Okay. And what is that?
So A World Agency is a creative agency that's a hybrid of marketing and technology. So we offer custom solutions for our clients, everything ranging from IT, design, development, content solutions. And we're here because we actually have founded a mobile reservation application. So that's what we're here exhibiting and pitching out.
Okay, so let's talk about that.
Yes.
What's that called?
So it's called Comb.
Comb?
Comb. Like combing through your hair, comb it. So our tagline is, why Google when you can comb?
Okay.
The premise of it is eliminating the need for phone calls and Googling and going through 8 to 12 steps to create a reservation or an appointment for a personal service.
Great.
So you want to get a massage after work, you want to go get a facial, you want to get an oil change. What's the best way to do that? You can get into an app. Our app, Comb, and use location, use time and availability, and have reviews and prices all right there, and make that reservation through the app versus having to call around and take into proximity of where you're at that time in the moment.
So how does that work? Do the companies that you're working with share their schedules with you so you know when they're available?
Yes, so the back end of it will be a software for small and mid-sized businesses to be able to maximize their appointments and their inventory, and that will talk to the app, so that way they can see what appointments and openings that they have through the software. If they have something that they're already using, that's great. We can just give them a plug-in. If they're just using pen and paper, that's okay, too. We can give them the full software.
You'll deal with it.
Exactly. And users, they can just go in from the front end part and log into the app, and it's a free service for them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Where did the name Comb come from?
So it's interesting. We were in Seattle, Washington, early last year, and just brainstorming as we were putting together the foundation of the app. And I just thought comb, because when you look at things, you want to comb through something. You want to just basically, like, when you're trying to sift through, and comb kind of came from that. And my partner, he has no hair. He's bald. He was like, I don't get the name Comb. and I said, well, I think it's clever. There was no better names on the table. So that's what we went with.
I like it, though.
Thank you. Definitely. Thanks.
I love the idea that he's like, I don't get the reference.
He's like, huh?
Yeah.
What's a comb?
He doesn't need a comb.
Never used it before.
Maybe razor, right? Blade.
So... are you here as an alpha or a beta?
I'm here as an alpha.
As an alpha?
Yes.
So where in the process are we?
So currently we are seeking seed funding and strategic partnerships. So we have some wireframes and demo examples to share, as well as the foundation of where we want to launch in our first test market. But we haven't pinpointed our test market just yet, because we know that as we're gathering investors, they may have some feedback or some buy-in as far as which test market we could launch in. So we are open to launching in Toronto, where our IT team is, or launching in Atlanta, which is my home city.
Okay.
So there's options. We're looking at North America as a whole versus exclusively Canada or exclusively the U.S.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So is the software built, in progress,
in progress. Yes, okay. In progress. So we do have one of our partners on the IT side. He is with 20 years experience in engineering and back-end development, and that is definitely what he is tasked to do. And the three of us as founders, we all have diverse backgrounds. We have one on the product development side that comes from Amazon Marketplace. We have the IT partner, and then myself, which is the marketing and sales background.
Awesome.
So we're hoping that we're well stacked enough to be able to look at it from every which angle.
That's really good. So how long has this been in progress, did you say?
Yeah, in progress, I would say a little over a year now.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and as most startups go, as you know, they kind of ramp up pretty quickly mm-hmm. once you gain traction.
Especially right. after you come to this conference.
That's what we're hoping for, yeah. too. So tomorrow's our exhibit day.
Okay.
And we're really excited about that, to just have our first exhibit and be talking to people, and both from the user side, from the business side, and, of course, from the venture capitalist side as well.
So is that what you're hoping to get out of the conference?
Well, we came into it pretty open-minded, just okay. knowing that we're in such early stages, knowing that not to create any kind of firm expectations, but to come in and get that feedback, doing some of the startup workshops and the mentor meetings and things like that have been super helpful.
That's
in
good.
Just getting feedback and advice. We don't want to be one of those new businesses or startups that's really stuck on one path, knowing that there's a very curvy, wavy road ahead of us, and just being open to seeing what sort of opportunities and possibilities come out of it. And then from the A-World agency side, we've got a few potential clients here too that we've been talking to.
Okay.
So it's kind of a two-pronged approach, you know.
I totally understand that.
You know, kind of like roulette. You don't put all your bets on just one.
Okay.
That works.
Yeah, it's a good analogy.
Yeah.
So you've got three founders.
Yes.
With obviously a lot of background. Were they how did everybody get involved?
So it was pretty organic, I would say.
Okay.
Our IT partner has been a long-term friend and someone we've known and been talking to for years. So when the idea came up, we naturally turned to him and the product development partner. I call him my partner. He's my husband, so.
I mean, so, partner in life.
So
partner.
Now the term partner is a little bit more applicable. I always called him my partner. And yeah, so it was a very natural and organic awesome. Leadership team that came together. Yeah.
That's good. It's always good when the group got along beforehand.
Right. Being able to have honest conversations.
Uh-huh. There's a lot less like tiptoeing around or like pulling for control that way.
It's exactly.
You're a group of people who like being with each other who happen to have a good idea.
Exactly.
That's where ours came from too. So.
Which is awesome. So are you guys partners? Life partners?
No.
No? Okay.
No. Actually, I think of Danny more as a sister.
Well, family still.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
keeping
sure.
it in the family, which
yeah.
is nice.
Yeah, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
So we're a good group of friends. We all enjoy being together, and so
yeah, well,
it makes all this way easier.
Yeah, it definitely does, and you kind of feel that natural dynamic.
Yeah.
And our team, we were excited when you guys reached out to us about the opportunity to just have the conversation and talk about what we've been up to and why we're here.
Well, good. So where do you go from here? What's your timeline from here?
So our timeline from here, from our internal team perspective, we are continuing to work out all the kinks of the back-end software and streamline the user experience on the front-end side, because we all know, just being smartphone users, how important it is to just have a good, solid user experience from the get-go and not to frustrate our first couple of thousand of testers.
Because you're definitely not going to be Snapchat and be able to
yeah.
have the world's worst user experience.
That took me a while to figure out. So
and own it.
Exactly.
I actually read a whole thing on why they made such a terrible user experience. It's done
oh, really?
On purpose.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It is absolutely done on purpose. It's so that people will bring the social aspect to real life and teach each other how to use it.
Okay.
Hey, did you know you can... That's what it's all about. It's a fascinating idea, and you're not going to pull that off.
That is.
Because they're
is
a bizarre situation.
Idea. That is
nobody
very
else
true.
Is going to get it. Nobody else is going to be successful there.
Especially a brand new startup.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
With brand new startups, I know, you know, there's only so much
friction
that you can have
yeah.
that before your idea kind of gets silenced.
Mm-hmm.
So from the user experience side, we want it to just be a beautiful, seamless, straightforward experience to truly alleviate that pain of,
yeah.
hey, I need to do X, Y, and Z for myself.
Sure.
And I'm working and I have family and I have all these other obligations, and I don't want to spend time combing through Google and trying to call up places.
Does it also work for food reservations?
We're not exploring the food reservation industry right now. There are definitely some great players in that space already.
You've got Yelp and OpenTable both in that space.
Exactly. So any other type of personal services. Initially, we want to focus on a few core verticals like the therapeutic, the spa, the automotive, the fitness, and then look into even the home services, which there are a few startups out there that might be exploring that space, but we just want to layer it really strategically so that way we are building our user acquisition and we're building up small and mid-sized businesses as well.
Definitely.
And just being able to show that value in the first year and the first 2 years. So just being mindful of how we're doing our internal processes and what we're putting out there. And ideally by early 2020, be able to do a massive launch and just take it city by city from there.
Sure.
Yeah.
It makes sense. Like, if I can book a massage and an oil change in one thing, and it's easy to do both, I'm way more likely to use that platform than having to have a whole folder of one for this, one for that, one.
And it's definitely more helpful for the businesses as well because, I mean, if they're all on one platform, I'll probably get a massage, you know? Like, I'll probably go to this place to get an oil change because it's on there.
Because it's already on there.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then you can just set up those appointments, sync it to your Google Calendar, whichever calendar you may use on your phone, and just make it as straightforward as possible and eliminate all those extra steps in between. And for the businesses, we're hoping it'll help maximize their inventory because they'll have pockets of openings and pockets of open space. And, hey,
it's
this is
filled.
Another way to feature it. Yeah, yeah. To feature those openings.
Because you've got it's a resource like any other.
Right.
And you need to take advantage of it. It's human real estate versus physical. You might as well take advantage of it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Just the way you see a lot of apps that'll try to do discounts and deals of products and that sort of thing. It's like, hey, all right, tomorrow they have 6 to 10 p.m. open at this spa. We could feature them. And then from the A-World agency side, we can offer them marketing campaigns and solutions beyond what the app offers. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of that third incentive to be able to say, we're willing to work with you, share some of the insights and analytics that we've gathered, and really help those small mom and pop shops build their own traction and online presence too.
Definitely.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, all of this is exciting. It may not be an everyday huge annoyance.
Right.
But it is an annoyance,
right?
And something that if we can make it easier,
right,
you're more likely to do it than to skip it.
Yeah,
so, exactly.
So that's exciting.
Exactly.
If people want more information about your platform, how can they get it?
So for more information, visit aworld.com. That's aeworld.com, all one word.
Perfect.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for coming and talking to us
today.
Thanks
so much for having me.
Really
enjoyed chatting with you guys.
And have fun exhibiting tomorrow and
thank
have
you.
A good rest of Collision.
Thank you. You guys enjoy the rest of your week here, too.
Thanks.
Thank you.